AI is one of the rapidly growing field of science, and it has been currently used in different aspects of our life, from social media to user engagement to internet technology, and of course, weather and climate forecasting. And this is one of the fields that benefited greatly from the technology and the science that is provided or offered by the AI field. So it is used, for example, to improve the traditional method of weather forecasting. This is the method that based on the physics, the models that based on the physical laws have benefited from different improvement on those models, and also, for example, for identifying errors and the error buttons and corrections of bias. But there's also a direct benefit that we have seen now, a complete or standalone AI models that are used in weather forecasting. For example, the European Center for Medium Range Weather Forecast uses now currently about 4 to 5 AI models, and they publish in operational mode. They run them in operational modes, and they share the result for comparison. So the result is open source, and those models are also open source. In Africa, it started gradually. I am aware that the IGAD Climate Prediction and Application Center, based in Nairobi, also started the project in collaboration with University of Oxford to use AI technology and method in improving seasonal forecasting. So, and we in general, in the weather and climate community, are one community, and the development that happens also in other regions, Africa will benefit from. So,
How reliable is artificial intelligence, and how will it change weather forecasting and early warning systems in Africa?
The AI models are gradually proving themselves, and they are showing good results. So, for example, based on the director of forecast at the ECMWF, Florian Pappenberger, that AI-based weather forecasting models is quite good, and to a high extent is comparable to the traditional forecasting models.